You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
Many have criticised the housing sector as being largely inequitable, with people with impairments lacking the support they need and often facing discrimination. I spoke to Chief Executive of Te Aho Trust, Disability a Matter of Perception, Johnny Wilkinson, about the need for improving accessibility in the housing sector and his personal experience.
If I could ask for sort of an explanation about what cerebral palsy is, sort of for the listeners who might not know.
Cerebral palsy, or people call it CP, stands for cold person. But cerebral palsy is really brain damage that is acquired at birth that affects both major motor control and fine motor control. It's very variable in people. For me, it's a bit that controls my limbs and tongue, and it's a variable to how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling self-conscious, then I get a lot more involuntary movements to where I'm feeling at ease. In terms of accessible housing, I come from an advocacy viewpoint where in terms of I use the facial model by disability, individuals aren't disabled. They may have impairment, but it's a societal community or the environment that disables them. So we think accessible housing, accessible building is non-disabling because it provides an environment where people with mobility impairments can move freely around, particularly with wheelchair users, their night steps or narrow doorways, bathrooms that are wide enough to maneuver.
What has your experience been like with accessible housing?
Quite a few years ago, I had a bad fall, and ACC agreed to modify my bathroom, make it into a wet area bathroom. Since then, we've actually built a house and it made for perfect around me. So I have an suite with a open design type shower. And so, yeah, it's pretty good. But I'm very aware that a lot of people don't have the means to build their house. But when you build a house with a universal design, there's no real extra cost when you build it from an outset. What a universal design means is fit for purpose for everyone.
In your view, what are some of the biggest problems that the housing sector has in terms of accessibility?
Well, the biggest issue is the lack of accessible housing, the great shortage. I mean, both in Auckland in Bangarang, where I live, there's a real shortage of rainbow housing. About 40 applicants for any one available rental. So you can imagine if you're looking for an accessible house, the shortage is just by far compounded. If you're asking about the attributes of an accessible house, it's that any route through the house should be accessible, and that will mean wide doors, no steps, or the entry with the house, if it's a 10-story building, it has a lift. Bathroom should be big enough to be able to maneuver and have a wet area shower place.
What is universal design?
Universal design is a set of standards around accessibility. And the concept behind universal design is it's made for everyone, regardless of whether they have an impairment or not.
What are some other policies you would most like to see the next government implement to improve housing accessibility?
Well, it's interesting stuff. Did an article on a scorecard that the Disabled Persons Assembly and CCS Disability Action put together. And they asked all the main parties that these questions. The one related to housing was, would you introduce regulations to ensure public housing and private residential new build meet the LifeMark universal design standards and the national government said no. The Green Party said yes. Team Party Maori said yes. Labour said no. New Zealand First didn't respond at all. And the top party said yes. I think they're a great policy to introduce. At the moment, Kalinga Hora has a policy to have 15% of the state houses built with universal design, but that's far too low. I mean, with an ageing population where people will become disabled at some stage in their life, wouldn't it make more sense to have the total stock of Kalinga or a book with universal design? And even the maintenance schedule, they could look at retrofitting state houses so they would be accessible. At the moment, the percentage of accessible housing in the Kalinga Hora stock is only 1.5%. Which is minuscule.
That was Chief Executive of Te Aho Trust, Disability a Matter of Perception, Johnny Wilkinson, about the need for improving housing accessibility.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.